Okay, today is Daf Tzadik Beis. We're on Tzadik Aleph Amud Beis. We're up to Rav Papa Savar. 8 lines from the bottom. Rav Papa thought to hold Lemevad Uvda B'may Havle Lemevad. Rav Papa thought to hold that the Taina, well, what do you want from her, is a good Taina. Right? She has no choice. That's a good taina. So 1 second. I'm only Rav Huna Breid Rishul of Papa. I have a taina to call Haimer Masniyasa. We had all these questions that we don't say. What could she do? So Amalei, it's Velav Shaninu, but we gave all those answers. We answered them all. Those are all different cases. So Amalei, Vashnu Yaleko Velismach Upasak. You're gonna, what that means is you're gonna rely on weak answers. Those are weak answers. The question's better than the answer. Meaning, so now I think that at the end of the day, he didn't hold like that, right? So because he said that, her papa didn't go, let her go back to her husband. Because the taina of, well, what you want her to do is a bad taina. We don't say such a taina. Why? We have 5 cases like that. We answered them all. That was a bad answer. Weak answers. Okay, it's really, now that's really the end of the sugya yesterday. Now it's really
why,
a new.
Why would it be a bad answer to tell her that you should read your debt, you should read your thing?
I agree with you. I don't know. I don't know.
She was illiterate and she was born to a
Vesna. No,
so she had no idea what's going on anyway. And so she couldn't read it.
No, so she showed somebody. The rabbi, what's this? What's going on here?
Rabbi's
like, what's your husband's name?
Yeah,
that's not the name of the get. That's not a good get. What does it say over here? It says over here that we're cheshbonning the date by the king of Denmark. We don't have a Denmark. What's going on here? That should have been a red flag. So we have a tie-in on her. What do you mean? What do you mean? What could she do? Like you said, she's illiterate. That she doesn't know what's going on. She should ask somebody.
Yes.
So that's a bad answer.
Yeah,
I don't know. I'm not sure why. So if her papa says, I'm not saying that. Well, she has no choice. Okay, we're a new topic now. Amar Vashi ulakala lo chayshinan. A kala means a rumor. Let's say there's a rumor that the husband's still alive. So in other words, one aide comes and says he died. Then she gets remarried. Then there's a rumor now. Maybe the attack of the first husband's alive. Someone said he saw him at this, maybe somewhere. What's going on? So lo chayshinan. We don't care about that. We don't have to be choshish for that. Aide came and said he's dead. He's dead. Now 1 second. High kala. What kind of rumor is this anyway? Ilema the kala the baser nisuin. If the rumor is after the second marriage, after she got married already, now there's a rumor. Ha amar of Ashi chadas in that. That's all he said that already. Why? The amar of Ashi. Kal kala. Now we go on to Tadak base. Kal kala. Any rumor the baser nisuin. Lo chayshinan. Right. Any rumor after the second marriage, we don't have to pay attention to that rumor. So Gemara says, "Well, mal tema, I would have thought hol va'asi lebeidina. A guy walks into Beis Din, or any aide walks into Beis Din, visharinon, and we're going to allow her to get married now, right? Kikala dum dekala dekame nisuin dummy. That's like a rumor
before
the nisuin vitistar, and she should be aser." Kamashman, but don't say that. In other words, what the Hasmin was, if an aide says, she's dead, he's dead, I saw him die, whatever, he's dead, maybe there's a rumor he's not dead. We should treat it like that, it's like a rumor, it's like a suffix, and therefore she can't get remarried. Kamashman, she can, because this concept of because of Iguna.
Well, problem with that.
Yeah?
With that one aide, we're giving her all the responsibilities on that.
I know,
taking that little part.
I know. I know.
It's no loss for Bezdin if anything happens, sir.
I know.
Oh, like if there's 2 aides.
Right. Now, Niseis al pi Bezdin Teitei. So what did the Mishnah say? Thank you. If the Mishnah said if she got married on the authority of Bezdin, meaning there was one aide, then what happens? The husband shows up. Her first husband shows up. And Bezdin's like, oh, we made a huge mistake now. She has to leave both of them and she gets a lot of knas. It's all bad news. So Amar Ze'iri, our Mishnah doesn't hold like this is what we learned in the Beis Medrash, which is what? The Tani Bei Medrasha. Horo Bezdin Sheshaka Achama. Let's say Bezdin paskind that the sun set already, and therefore Shabbos is over, and now you can do Malacha. It didn't paskin on a shiloh. Am I allowed to open that on Shabbos? Is that a problem of this or that? That didn't paskin on. They paskin the sunset. Ula basel, it turns out they were wrong. Zarcha, the sun's shining still. So what happened? They made a mistake. What kind of mistake did they make?
Mistake.
Made a halachic mistake? No. They had halachic ramifications.
Right.
They didn't make a halachic mistake. They made a metzias mistake. Ein zu hara'a. That's not a hara'a. El tos. It's a mistake. Right? So says Rashi here, the Rashi of Ein zu hara'a. Right? Ein zu hara'a in the first skinny line, the end of the first skinny line. We have a rule. If Bezin Paskin something is this is mutter, and I'm allowed to rely on that.
Right.
What do you want from me? What am I supposed to do? Not listen to Bezin? They're smarter than me? They're bigger tamilchon than me? So Bezin, so Rashi says like this, Ein zu hara'a, that's not a hara'a, lismoch aleha, to rely on that, v'liftar, yachid, sha'asa alpiyem, and to pater a yachid, who listened to that, pater from what? From a carbon, right? Oh, it must be tzibur alpiyem, ein mevi'in par kishar helam davar. In other words, the rule is, if the whole Klal Yisrael listens to a mistaken rule of Bezdin, how many kavanos are brought? One. Why? Because it was one big mistake. That's not the same thing if they say that the sun set. Well, the whole Klal Yisrael drove cars now because they thought Shabbos was over. And then it turns out, no, it's still sun, still shining. It was a cloud, whatever happened. That's not the same thing. Rather, in that case, every individual Jew has to bring their own carbon chatas. Right? Ella kol echad kifsa osiira. She ain't a helam davar, ella tos. That's a mistake. Kisavurim sheba ba'olam davar shaloba. They thought something happened that didn't happen. They thought the sun set. Something really didn't set yet. The halakuli alma gaile hashtu the tos. Everyone sees now it's a mistake. Vahachanami demasnis and tosu. Same thing over here. They Bezin said, okay, you can get married now. What is that, a psak? No, it's a mistake. Kisavurim shemes. They thought he was dead. Vihine ba baila vakol roa. Everyone sees, he's standing right here, this guy. The one who they testified, the one who Bezin wrote a death certificate for, is in the room, alive and kicking. Ella, I ain't tamach. They relied on the aid. So therefore what? I'm not sure why this disputes our Mishnah. Not sure why our Mishnah couldn't agree with this. I'm not sure. Why can't our Mishnah agree with this? Our Mishnah said she has to leave both.
Right.
Well, our Mishnah didn't mention Karbanos. You know? And by the way, this is not a par helam davar shel tzibur because the tzibur didn't rely on this. It's not something the tzibur relied on. It only pertains to her. Right? But it's the same idea. The idea is if a Bezin makes a psak and you rely on it, you don't have to bring a carbon, but if it's a mistake of Bezdin, then you do have to bring a carbon. So what would be the case over here? It was a mistake of Bezdin. Wasn't a psak of Bezdin? Was it a psak?
Why didn't Bezdin have to bring a carbon? They made
because
the mistake.
What?
They made the mistake.
I know, but that
I can't get past that either. Bezdin made the mistake, allows her to get remarried, she has a kid. Why is the kid wrong?
What?
Bezdin told her she could get remarried.
Because the Gemara is going to say Bezdin's just a rubber stamp. It's her job.
She has to do more investigation.
Exactly.
But that's a big rubber stamp.
That's a big rubber stamp. It's considered her responsibility. You want to get married, lady? No problem.
She does all the investigation.
We made up a heter that'll get you to marriage. That's what we did.
Uh-huh.
We'll rely on one guy. We'll rely on one woman. We never rely on that. Guy walks in and says, he owes me $100. And my dog said so. I'm not going to believe that. For this, we'll believe the dog. Right? Crazy things. We'll do that. You better be right. Right, if you're wrong, the burden's on you.
No, it's not. The burden's on the aid.
What?
The aid came and said it, and she relied on the aid.
She's got to rely on herself.
She's relying on the aid.
So she
or Bezdin.
So since it's one aid, and one aid we don't really hold from in the Torah, we'll do it so she shouldn't be stuck, and she better be right. That's all we're saying. She better be right. If she's wrong, don't blame Bezdin. What do you want from Bezdin? That's not Bezdin's fault. Don't blame Bezin. It's all her fault.
So the reality is, if it's one person, she has no idea who that is. She should rely on him.
Exactly. Exactly. What do you mean? I don't know. Because what do you mean? The guy says, listen, I was with him in the barracks.
And Nebuch,
the Nazi killed him. I was there. I saw it.
Right.
So what should we say? Not she should not believe? What's she supposed to do? I hear that, Taina. What's she supposed to do? But if I understand, but if it turns out that she's wrong, don't blame Bezin. Not Bezin's fault.
No, blame him.
What?
Blame him. Blame him.
But, okay.
But Besden's saying is you have to hire the extra
partner. Right. We'll give you the stamp. We'll give you the rubber stamp. You better be right. If you're wrong, then my fault. What do you want from me? I gave you the rubber stamp.
So then he comes and testifies before Besden.
Now, he said, that is a good point. But I don't know who this guy is. This guy walks in and says, I was in the barracks with him and he died. I don't know who this guy is. He could be making it up. I hear you.
So should Besden be investigating?
What?
Besden doesn't investigate.
Besden's on job. She wants to get remarried. I understand. I understand. It's a horrible situation. She wants to get remarried. She better be right. What from Besden? I'm Besden's job to go send private. Let her do it.
But regular case on Besden doesn't investigate.
Then they don't.
Chocolatier.
What?
Should they do it?
Okay, so they'll do the chocolatier on this guy. And what? There's nothing to talk about. Right? They'll do it. They'll do it. Where were you? Where did it happen? What was the date? They'll give you a million questions. At the end of the day, there's no one to dispute it. Right? There's no one to dispute it. You know that's...
There's maybe a handful of cases after the war that happened that did husband.
There's a lot. There was a lot. Rav Moshe sat with it for hours, for years. There was a lot.
You want to hear the Rav Moshe story?
One second. I'll tell you a different story. There's a famous story when a guy comes home and he says, you ever heard the story? He was away for many, many years. And he comes home and says, I'm the husband. I'm the husband. She was an aguna for a long... here I am, I'm back. And the wife says, something, I don't know, something's fishy with this guy. I tell you the truth, it's been so long.
I don't
remember even really, but he knows everything. He knows everything. What? Except for, he knows everything. This guy knows everything. Where he was, everything we knew he knows. He knows everything about me, everything. So they show it to the bed, and she says, what do I do? She says, ask him where he sat in shul.
Where he sat in
shul. Because that's something, and it turns out, of course, he didn't know, because it wasn't him. And he was with the husband, and the husband told him everything. But people don't tell that over, right? Yeah. A little detail. So maybe Besden does that with these people, right? I don't know, but I agree with the title. It's not Besden's fault. What do you want from Besden? Not their fault. Not their job. I understand. Now, what do you want her to do? I hear that part. That was just his daughter. What do you want her to do? Okay. Anyway, this is not a pop sock of Besden. It's a mistake. Therefore, she has to bring a carbon. Made a mistake. Okay. Rav Nachman, Amar, no, harahi, it's a harah. Amar Rav Nachman, teda harahi, I'll prove to you it's a harah. Dechal ha-Torah kula eid echad lo mehemnin, because one eid's never believed, v'hacha mehemnin. My taima, what labi shum darahi, it must be because it's a harah. Amar Rav, no. Teda the Torah, so I'll prove to you it's a mistake. Why? This is very difficult here. Let's say Besden makes a psak, they paskin that chelav and dam is mutter for some reason. Whatever it is, whatever the case is. Then they realize, no, they made a mistake. So they reverse themselves and say, no, that liquid over there, that's usur. You can't drink that. Kiadari va'amri lehetera. Now they come back and say, ooh, you know what? We rethought it again, we're going to say it's mutter now. We don't listen to that. We don't believe that. We don't pay attention to that. That's it, they paskind. One aide comes and says, she's mutter. Why? The husband died. I saw him die. Then, asu trasrana. Two aides come and say, no, you saw the wrong guy die. We're two, he's alive. Kihadar asa aid achrina sharinala. If another aide would come and say, no, he's dead. One aide. Wouldn't we believe this one aide? We would, right? My timer, lav mishum the tosu. You see now, it's not a hurrah, it's a mistake.
Okay. So it's a machlokas.
You verify what the first aide said.
What?
You verify what the first aide said.
I know, that's how we'd believe him.
That's what I'm saying.
We wouldn't do the same thing by dam. Right. But so here, what do you see? It's not a hurrah. Yeah. It's a mistake. Vafer Balazar Savar the Tosu, Rabbi Elazar also holds us a mistake. The Tanya Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Yigo Vadena Sahar, let the judgment pierce the mountain. Vehevi, Batavi Chatos Shmeina. And yet, she has to bring a Chatos Shmeina. Why? Because it's a mistake of Besden, and therefore, she's not immunized, she's not insulated, and she has to bring a carbon. Had it been a Psak of Besden, then it's Besden's fault. But it's a mistake. It's like Besden saying, the day ended today. That's a mistake. It's not a psak. Therefore, she has to bring a... You go for dinner, Zahar. Let the judgment pierce the mountain. What does that statement mean? We'll see in a minute. And she has to bring a chatas. Why? Because Besden made a mistake. If you say it's a mistake, mishum hachi maisi carpet. Therefore, she has to bring a carpet. Ela'i amrit horahu. If it's a horahi, and I maisi carpet. Why does she bring a carpet? The rule is, when Bezin makes a psak that you rely on, you don't bring a carpet. Bezin has to bring a carpet. Vidilma. I mean, that's not true, because a parhel and davar shel tzibur only pathers you if it's rov of Klal Yisrael. So might as well show to Avon here. What do you mean she doesn't have to bring a carbon?
What's an afkina between Ruah and Psar?
What?
What's an afkina between Ruah?
Like, so that gets into Gemara, it's not such a simple nafkamina. As a matter of fact, there's a machlokas about this case. If they tell the woman she can marry, is that a mistake or is that a psak? It's a machlokas. What the Gemara says, you were here for that? When the Bezin paskins at the sunset. So what is that? It's not a psak. It was a mistake. We drew the line, I don't know. So the Gemara says, Vidilma kasava Rabbi Eliezer Yachid she'asa b'haraz Bezin chayiv. Now maybe Rabbi Eliezer holds that a Yachid that made a mistake is chayiv. Who said Rabbi Eliezer holds that the reason why she brings a chatas is because Bezin made a mistake? Maybe it's not a mistake. Maybe it's a psak. What is she bringing a carbon for? Because that's what Rabbi Eliezer holds. That when Bezin makes a mistake, you bring the carbon. So the Gemara says, in Cain, my Yikov Adin Azahar. Then what does it mean, Yikov Adin Azahar? Obviously, he didn't hold like that. He's made this grandiose statement. Yikov Adin Azahar. It must mean he holds that it's Taka, a mistake, and therefore she has to bring the carbon. Okay, the very end of the Mishnah said, a cryptic line. It said, Hara Bezin Linase, Bezin made a psak that she could get married. Vahalcha, and she went Vikilkala, and she ruined herself. Chayev es bekarbon. She has to bring a carbon now. Shalavi tira el alinase, because they only gave her a heter to get married, not to ruin herself. What does that mean? My kilkala. What does that mean? Kilkala. She ruined herself. What does that mean? So Rabbi Eliezer Omer Zinsa. Rabbi Eliezer says it means that she went ahead and had relations with somebody. Right? And then she has to bring a carbon because she had, what's it called? Outside of marriage, relations. Okay?
So was she married at the time?
No.
So you call that kilkala?
Yeah. Bezin, she was married. She was a married woman.
Right.
Then one aid came and said, your husband died. Bezin, okay, good. We'll accept that you can get married now. So what does she do? She has a fling with somebody.
That's just kilkala?
Yeah. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Almana le Kohen Gadol, Kirusha vechalutza le Kohen Hedyot. She went ahead and married someone she shouldn't have married.
Well, was she divorced?
No, Bezin said.
No, it's a Grusha. Why is she considered a Grusha?
Oh, so they said she was a Grusha from a previous marriage. Okay? No, but you'll see the point in a second. When Bezin now said, one aide came and said, husband died. And Bezin now said she's mutter. Mutter to what? She was never in her life. She was divorced when she was 19 years old. Then she got married to this guy. They married for 20 years. Now they say he died. So can she marry a Kohen Gadol? She can never marry a Kohen Gadol.
A Kohen
or a Kohen Gadol. She's an Almana. Let's say she was an Almana when she was 19. Whatever it is. She can never marry. Bezin's heter didn't affect that. That was always a problem for her.
Yeah,
right? And by the way, if you say that her husband now died, that she can't marry a Kohen Gadol, Bezin, the only Bezin for that. And she always was not allowed to do that. Right? She's not a Basula. So she can never marry a Kohen Gadol.
Right.
So, Manda Amar Zinta, if you hold that what it means is that she had Znus, Kalshkein, for sure, Almana le Kohen Gadol. For sure, she can't. That's also a problem, no? But Manda Amar Almana le Kohen Gadol, Avozinta lo. No. If she went ahead and had some fling, this Manda Amar would hold. She does not bring a carbon. My time, but why not? Because the Amra shall say, Atun hu deshav sinin pnuya. You made me into pnuya. In other words, there's no isser a woman having a woman that has a relation with a guy. She's single, he's single. Well, not l'shame, it's not a good thing to do. You don't bring a carbon for that. So she, you turned me into a pnuya.
What carbon would she bring?
I don't know.
Is that a shogay?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
It's not
shogay. I know. By the way, that's why Tanya Kavase Rabbi Yochanan. Horu Bezdin Lihinase. Bezdin Paskin, she can get married. Vahalcha Vakilkala. And she went ahead and ruined it. How? That's a problem. Chayeves b'carbon, I'll call bia ubia, divi rabbi Elazar. She has to bring a carbon for each bia. Each bia is considered another mistake. Right? The first cheat is rejected. The first opinion is rejected. What? For each act. I'm sorry, for each act, you're right. The ha moment, well, could be she didn't know. Could be it was a mistake. I didn't know I'm allowed to marry a Kohen Gadol. No one ever told me that. Could be. Carbon echad al kol. Now one carbon for all. Why? Because it's an internal machlokas here. Is it one mistake or a million mistakes? The modem chacham lebelazer sheemni says the chamisha bnei adam. If she married five kahanim, shechayaves carbon al kol echad veechad hoav a gufan mechlokin. Right. Each person is a different avera, even if it's all under one idea of not knowing. I didn't know she was divorced when she was 19. Then she got married to this guy. They're married for a while. Now someone said he died. So she married five kahanim. Even if you hold, it's one mistake. She didn't know you're not allowed to marry a kohen. She didn't know that. It's still, by each person, is another mistake. So she'd have to be, it's either five, or every time she had bia. However many that is.
Is the halacha different if she's a regular amara? Forget this whole case with Edacha. A regular amara who marries a five kohanim.
Yeah, that's a regular machloket.
What?
If you forget that, if you don't know that you're not allowed to eat treif.
Right, so and why is she different than a regular woman? Forget Beistin's hurrah.
Yeah.
Why is she different? Why is halacha different than a regular?
You know, why did they mention this now? I don't know. Maybe that was the brisa.
No, regular almana.
A regular almana who marries a kohen gadol.
Right. Five kohen gadol.
Is she chayav
five or?
It's the same machlokas.
Same machlokas.
Why is it mentioned here? It must be that was in the brisa. I don't know. You're right. It's the same machlokas. Right. So even if you hold, it's one mistake. Each body, each human being, it makes you bring another carbon. That increases. We're going
to
learn that.
The same thing to your tarifus. If you eat five times tarif, you shouldn't be five.
No, because there everyone holds. If it's only one mistake.
No, but
it's only one mistake.
Days.
What?
On different days.
Yeah, you never knew. You didn't find out.
So
you could go for 10 years, you only bring one carbon. Why? I didn't know you're not allowed to eat that. I never knew. No one ever told me. If you know, right? So same thing over here. I didn't know you're not allowed to marry a Kohen Gadol. You should only be one. But five men... change it. Your case would be if it's five, the Gemara has the thing of five different dishes.
Yeah.
It's roasted and broiled and this and that. That would also be the same thing as goof and mukhlaqan. Okay. That's not the topic here. Yeah.
By the time the second, did you marry the first Cohen?
She never knew.
Yeah. So the second Cohen would have known.
Why would he know? It's a different town.
Okay.
There was no Google then. I couldn't check anybody up.
Okay.
Next. Okay, ready? Haisha, Shahalach Baila, Ubna, Lamadina Sayam. You ready for these cases? Who leaves? Who goes overseas? The husband, and they also have a son together. The husband and the son go overseas. Okay? Now, Ubova Umrula, they come back and tell her, Meis Balich, first your son died, first your husband died. V'yachakach meis b'nech. Then your son died. So is she subject to Yibum? No. Because when her husband dies, her son was still alive. Then v'niseis. Then she gets remarried. V'yachakach amru la oy. Chiluf ha'l'dvarim. We mixed it up. First the son died. Which means you had no children. Then your husband died. So you couldn't marry that guy. You have to marry the brother. Right? Now... Tay, now she has to leave the second husband. The brother's still there. Nothing happened to him.
So what can he do?
One second. Tay, she has to leave the first this guy she married. Vahavlad, Rishon, Vahachron, Mamzer. Any children that they had together is a Mamzer. What does it mean, Rishon, Achron? Before or after? She said, before she found out, and even if afterwards, she said, I don't care, these rabbis are crazy, I'm staying married to this guy. Okay, right? Any child, yeah, it's a mamzer. So Gemara is going to ask, let me reach Rishon v'Achron. Any child is a mamzer here. Any child you have is a mamzer. Right? Why? Because when you married him, your husband was still alive. So you were a married woman.
The husband wasn't alive.
What?
The husband wasn't alive.
I'm sorry. You had to go to Yibam and you didn't go to Yibam.
Is that a mom's at their right?
We're going to get to that in the Gemara. Amrula, Meis Beneich. If they told her son died, V'yachakach Meis Balech, then your husband died. So therefore, V'yisnabma, she got married to the brother. V'yachakach Amrula Chilavoy Advarim. No, we made a mistake. Now what did she do? She married a brother improperly.
Right.
So Tete, she has to leave. Vlad Risha Vachar Mamzer. Also Mamzerim. Any child born is a Mamzer. Now, Amrula Meis Balech Vinises. Now listen to this one. They tell her your husband died. No, forget kids. Your husband died, and she got remarried. Vyachar Amrula Kayim Haya. We made a mistake. He was alive, but Umith. Now he's dead.
After
she got married. But at the time, in other words, in 2014, they came and said, he's dead. 2015, she gets married. In 2016, they tell her, at 2014, he was alive. When you got married, he was alive and well. Now he's dead. So now what? Now, Tete v'havlad rishon mamzer v'achron eno mamzer.
Why do you believe he's Adam?
I don't know. Maybe they brought a dead body into the room. I don't know.
Why do you believe he's Adam? That went the timeline here.
That would help a lot, right? If they brought the body, it would help the case.
Why do you believe the timeline even? They say it's Shakran from the Gusho.
I don't know. Maybe it's a different Adam. I don't know. Maybe it's a different Adam. Maybe they brought the body with them. The point is, now, there's no mamzers, there's no mamzerus, Achron.
How's it possible?
What?
How's it possible?
So the Gemara is going to say, Achron means, I don't care what you're telling me, I'm not leaving this man, he's a good man, I'm not getting divorced, I'm staying with him. Right. So now, he's dead already, the husband. The husband's taka dead. So no mamzer now. During the year...
When she got married, she was
already gone and left that husband anyway.
Right, so the Gemara is going to talk about that. Okay, good, so far so good? Last case. Amrula, Meis Balech, your husband died, Viniskadcha, she only got Kedushin. Okay. Then the husband walks into the room. So Muteres Lachzerlo, she can go back to him, because she didn't have Bia yet, just Kedushin. Afal Pishin Asana Achron get, even if that guy, the second potential husband, gives her a get, Lo Paslam and Akahuna. It will not possible her from Kahuna. Why? Because she was totally married. If I walk over to a married woman and give her a ring, it's nothing. It's meaningless. So that's what happened here. It's meaningless. So now we'll make that guy give her a get for whatever chashashos, it won't make a difference. So she will not become Asa to a Kohen later in life.
But we do make the guy give her a get.
I'm not sure about that.
So we had that in a previous
video. No, that was the lady. She's married. She's totally married.
Only Kedushin. Right, so there really is no marriage. Right? The only difference in this case and all the other cases was the husband came back early enough. Right? It's the only difference. Ezu Darash. What? Right. Ezu Darash of Elazar Masya, Isha Gerusha Meisha, that a woman gets divorced from her husband. V'lo Meisha Eno Isha. You don't have to get divorced from somebody who's not your husband. Right? Okay. Now, my Rishon, my Achron, what does that mean, Rishon Achron? Ilema, if it means Rishon Lefnei Shmua, any children you had before you learned your husband's really taka alive, or that the husband and the son died at different, the order was mixed up, if that's what it means, the Achron, the Achas Shmua, and Achron means after the Shmua, and you say, I don't care, I'm staying married. Okay, so any child you have is a mamzer, what can I tell you? Then listing a Vlad Mamzer. Why didn't it just say the Vlad's a mamzer? Before the Shmua, after the Shmua, in all cases, the Vlad's a mamzer. There's nothing to talk about. Why do you make it so wordy? If you do this, the Vlad's a mamzer. What do you mean, Rishon Achron? Oh, the answer is, Mishum de Kabbalah Misni Seifa, because there was one case where it changed. What was the case? Amrula Meis Balech. They told her husband died. Vinicius and she got married. V'yachakach Amalei Kayim Haya. No, when you got married, he was alive. That was 2 years ago. But now he's taka dead. He died last week. And you know what? The body's in the morgue. Let's go see it. Right? V'achar kach amale kayim haya umeis. So harishon mamzer. Any children you had up to the date of the husband's death is taka mamzer. V'achar eno mamzer. But now it's not a mamzer because he's already dead. Now, she's allowed to stay married to this man? It seems like yes.
Very odd.
Very odd.
Very odd.
Right? Very odd, because when they got married, it was totally baser. Right, you locked out. Oh, he died already on his own.
In Judaism, we have backup things.
Right, right. So therefore, Tanami Risha, Risha of Achron Mamzer. That's why, for consistency's sake, the beginning of the mission said Risha and Achron.
The second marriage was never in the house because she was married.
I know, I know. Well,
how did she ever
marry? I know, because now he's dead. It's a very difficult.
How dead, but he's dead after she supposedly got married. She shouldn't have got married.
Right. Now the Gemara addresses your question. Your question was, if you marry outside of Yibum, how does that create a mamzer? Right? Why does that create a mamzer? Your son died first, so you're not subject to Yibum, so you go get married to some guy. And then it was not true. Or the other way around. You heard your husband died first, you are subject to Yibum, so you marry your brother-in-law.
So it turns out you still have the zikah to your
it
brother.
It turns out that it was not true. Because the husband died first, so he died with children. So why is it a mamzer? The answer is, Tanu Rabbanan, Zu Divrei Rabbi Akiva, Sheyamar Ein Kedushin Tofsin V'Chayav Elavin. Because it's Rabbi Akiva, who holds, any lav creates a mamzer. Aval, Chacham Omrim, Ein Mamzer Miyivma. No, there is no mamzer from Yivamas. It will not create a mamzer. Why? Because it's only a lav. Marrying outside of Yivam is only a lav. So therefore, you're right, this whole Mishnah, was only Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva is no slouch.
We don't hold.
What?
We don't hold.
Correct. Correct. So why?
We have star Mishnah like Rabbi Akiva usually, without really.
It's a little unusual to have a Mishnah that they don't hold at all. So Vilema ain Mamzer Mechayve Lavin. So why didn't you just say simple? There's no Mamzer from Mechayve Lavin, because even Rabbi Akiva doesn't hold this across the board. Tana the high Tana Hach Tana Rabbi Akiva is a machlokas that Rabbi Akiva holds. This. Author Tana holds the Omar Mechayve Lavin the Sha'ar Havi Mamzer. The only time, according to Rabbi Akiva, there'll be a Mamzer if it's a Chayve Lav of a relative. But the Chayve Lavin greedy, but a Chayve Lav without being a relative, lo Havi Mamzer. For example, a Kohen marrying a Gerusha. It's not a relative. That would not produce a Mamzer. It's a Lav. That would not produce a Mamzer. But these are all relatives. My brother in law. All the she'er, right? All the relatives, that will produce a mamzer. That's why he was specific to say there's no mamzer from a yavama. Why? Because if Akiva holds, it's only mamzers by relatives. So I couldn't say there's no mamzer by lavs. Even if Akiva agrees, some lavs no mamzer. He had to specifically say yavama. Okay.
Are we in this case dealing with where the bezin gave permission for marrying?
Probably. What's the difference?
That would be considered a lot.
What? What do you mean? The two of them come and said the son died first. If the son died first, then when the husband died, they had no children. The son was already dead. So she went ahead and married the brother.
Right.
Now you want to know me? Then it turns out that they made a mistake. They made a mistake.
Is that a lav?
What lav? To marry your brother? To marry the brother-in-law?
On two witnesses.
On two witnesses. I think it's one witness. Must be one witness.
Even one witness. Is that a lav when you have bezin stamp of?
Right, so that's what we've been saying all along. Bezin's stamp of approval doesn't insulate you.
No, I know it doesn't insulate you from the effect, but I didn't know that we call that a lav.
What do you mean? The first Mishnah said.
If you say she doesn't have a carbon.
The first, what?
She doesn't give a carbon.
She doesn't bring a carbon. Yes, that's because, I hear you. I hear you with the carbon. The first Mishnah, I'm only going over the Mishnah said, if you get married on the basis of one aid,
right.
And it turns out that it's not true,
right.
Any children you had are all mamzerim.
Right.
Why? Because you're a married woman. A married woman can't marry other men.
Derabanan.
What?
Derabanan.
Derabanan? They're,
that's what the Gemara says.
Okay, if that's what the Gemara says, that's what the Gemara said. Fine. So, I don't know how the carbon. We had today was not about a carbon. Okay. We didn't really answer. I don't know.
Sorry.
No problem. No, is it clear?
Yeah.
Okay. Amar Yehuda, Amar Rav. Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Rav. Now, Minayin she'ein kedushin tofsin biyavama. How do you know that kedushin is not tofes with the yavama? In other words, there's a woman whose husband died. No, by the way, if I give my mother a ring, if I try to be mekadesh my sister, does that work?
No.
Doesn't work. What about if a kohen tries to be mekadesh a gerusha? That does work. What's the difference? What's the difference?
Yeah, because it's not incest.
How, so what? Still in the favor. How come sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't work?
Because that would still be a marriage.
Why?
It doesn't get off to...
Why not? Why not? Why not? Why not? Why doesn't it? Torah says it's not a marriage, Gerusha. Exactly. Mati's right. It's the punishment. If it's kares, it's all doesn't get off the ground. If it's not kares, it does get off the ground. That's obvious. Now, Rav, how do you know that if a woman's husband died and she's waiting for Yibam, right? She's waiting for Yibam and the brother's coming soon, he's going to do Yibam or Chalitza, and I go over and I propose to her. I'm not related to these people. I propose to her. She's a pretty girl. I propose to her. Is that like marrying your sister where it doesn't work? Or is it like marrying a Kohen marriage where it does work? Says Rav, Menayin, how do you know Kedushin Tofsin B'Yavama? Shein Kedushin Tofsin B'Yavama. It doesn't even work. How do you know it doesn't even work? This is going to blow your mind. Shenemar, it says, Lo Siye Eishes HaMeit HaChutzal Ish Zar. This woman, the Torah says, this woman who's awaiting Yibum can't marry anyone else. Lo Tehei Ba Havaya Lazar. It doesn't work. I never would have read that pasuk like that in a million years. What I would have read is, it's an aveira. Yeah. Not that it doesn't toe-face, right? Because I don't think Rav holds like Rabbi Akiva. It's not kares this. What if he doesn't? What if she doesn't? What if he says, yeah, Seth, I love you. Let's get married. The children of Amzeru? According to Rabbi Akiva, they are. Not according to anyone else. Rav holds like Rabbi Akiva. Doubtfully, right? So what is he saying? This is an exception. Because the pasuk says, Lo siya, there's no kedushin. Ushmul amar no, ba'ani yosenu tzricha get. If you look into it, she requires a get. What does that mean, she requires a get? So, mesapkalel Ushmul, he wasn't sure. Hi, lo siya, eishes hameit, ilu lav huda'asa? Is it coming to tell you there's a lav? In which case, the kedushin will work, but you can't stay married to her, it's an aveira. Or is the Torah telling me it doesn't work?
It was never a kedushin.
Never a kedushin at all. Interesting. Amalei, Rav Mori, Baruchel, Rav Ashi, Hakam, Ramemer, Hilchazek, Havasei, Dishmuel. We paskin like Shmuel. That what? That she needs a get. Misafek. Right? Amar Rav Ashi, Hash, the Amar Ramemer, Hilchazek, Havasei, Dishmuel. Now that you're telling me the Lach is like Shmuel, Imha Yavama, Kohen, if there was a Yavama who married a Kohen, what does that mean? A woman was married to a man. The man was a Kohen. One aide came and said, he died. Right? Or one aide came and said, that you had a son, and you were married to a Kohen, and you had a son, and the your husband died first, and then the son died. Right? So what did she do? She married someone else. What happened? That was a mistake. Right? They got it mixed up. Now, her marriage to the other guy, Misafek, was not a marriage.
Right?
Right? If you hold like Rav, that marriage to the other guy never got off the ground. Can the other brother do Yibam?
Yeah.
No, why not? Why not? It's like marrying your mother.
Right.
It doesn't do anything. So this other guy married her, didn't do anything. So she could still get evil from the brother. He's a Kohen. But if you hold like Shmuel, then it's a Suffolk. He has to give her a get me Suffolk. Can the brother now do Yibam? No, because he's a Kohen. Right? He's a Kohen. So Amar, hear this whole crazy case? Amar Vashi, Hashem, remember, Shmuel, Im Haya Yavama Kohen, if the Yavama brother, I mean, the husband was a Kohen, the brother also a Kohen, Chalatla, he could do chalitza on her, the shariula, and then he could marry her.
No, like she could stay with the second.
And then husband. She could stay with the second husband.
Why?
She could stay with the second husband. Why not? Why not?
Before we do.
So the Gemara says, 1 second. At Gura Itkar, you're allowed such a crazy thing. Im kein matzinu choten iskar. Then by doing a wrong thing, you gain. He never should have married her. He should have waited to verify what's going on here. Are these agents have the story mixed up or not? He didn't wait. So now he's gonna benefit from it. He's gonna stay married to her? That's crazy. Ella, so we have to change it. Im Haya Yavama Yisrael. Ah, not kahanim. That the kahanim won't work. If it's a Yisrael, Nasan law gets sheni for hutrelo. Let that guy give a get, and then v'hutrelo. Who's v'hutrelo?
To the yavam.
To the yavam. Okay. Interesting.
Wait, so she goes back to the oven?
Yeah, she goes back to the oven. How could that be? What?
She's now a grusha.
She's now a grusha misafek.
Not misafek, she got a get.
So what?
So why can't you say he's Israel?
What? He's talking about a claim.
No, he said...
No, we changed it. The coin is a problem. We changed it to Israel now. Okay, let's try to do a little more. Amar of Gidla, Amar of Chia, Bar Yosef, Amar Rav, Yivama, Kedushin Einba, Nesuin Yeshba. By Yivama, there's no Kedushin, but there is Nisuin. What does that mean? E, Kedushin Einba, Nisuin Nami Einba. Shouldn't it be, if there's no Kedushin, there's no Nisuin also? Ema, Kedushin V'Nisuin Einba. You're right, there's nothing. In these cases, nothing. Eba Yisema, my Nisuin Yeshba. What does that mean, Nisuin Yeshba? Biznus. It means biznus. What does that mean? Kedarifam Nuna, Shomeris Yavam, Shizinsa, Asurali Yavama. If a Shomeris Yavam has relations with some foreign man, it makes the Yivam impossible. That's what it means. Kedushin Yeshba, but Nesuin Einba. Why? Because she ruined it in the middle. V'ibaythema la'olam k'dimini me'ekara. Really, what we said before. Kedushin Einba, Nesuin Yeshba. Kedushin Einba, Nesuin Yeshba. What does that mean? The mechalfa v'isha shahalach baila l'medina sayam. What does that mean? The mechalfa... What? Right, when the Eidim mixed up the case, so she got married by mistake, right? She got married by mistake to the wrong man, so we just got to finish saying that in that case, she shouldn't have married some other man. Why? Because she's really a Yivama. Yeah. The Eidim said that the son died first, that was wrong. That the son died second, that was wrong. Really, the husband died first. Really, the husband died second. So therefore, she didn't have any children. She wanted to marry the other guy. What do we say? Like that guy give a get me suffix, and then she can get married to the other. Amar of Yanai, another minute. Chabura nimnu v'garmru ain kedushin tofsin biyivama. There's no kedushin by yivama. It's not chal. It doesn't work. You try to marry someone's yivama, it doesn't work. Amar of Yochanan, Rabbi lo mishatenu hizu. Rabbi didn't learn this. Ditanya, ditnan. Okay, we have to stop here because we're never going to finish it. Okay, so we're right smack in the middle of a story. This is going to be a long. A long, bright Mishnah here, which is going to get to the whole tomorrow's daf about Davar Shalom Balolam. And whether or not you can marry, whether or not Kedushin will be Chal if you marry someone who's waiting for you. Okay, we'll pick up tomorrow. Everyone have a good day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The story was a case.